Hi, I'm Denise Thomas, your debt-free college coach. I'm an international best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and creator of Cracking the Code to Free College. Today, we're going to talk about how to make sure your students can avoid blunders online that can prevent them from getting into the college or any college.
Denise, it's so great to have you here at smartsocial.com. Welcome everyone to the smartsocial.com podcast, where we have interviews that teach you how to keep your kids safe online so they can shine online. Today, we're in the latter half of that. Denise is coming to us live from Florida, where we're going to talk about how to avoid major blunders with your students' online footprint. Now, I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. They're thinking, Josh, I'll worry about that when I need to worry about it. Unfortunately, more often than not, this comes in to change the trajectory of a student and where they can go. So today, Denise has more than 8 tips that are going to help guide us on what's going to go wrong and how to make it go right. Hey, Denise, I'm so excited to have you here today. First of all, one of your tips that you share with us is first, do a social media audit. Describe to us what that is and why we need to do that.
Well, a social media audit is finding out what your child's digital footprint is online. Everybody has one. It's pretty rare to not have any type of digital footprint, because even high schools will print a newsletter or something to that nature, and your child's name may come up on it. But more often, kids have some type of digital footprint. They will have a Facebook profile, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, whatever. There's so many different platforms today. But the reason it's important to do an audit is because both colleges, employers, and scholarship organizations will look for your child online. Many, 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 like 50% of kids are completely knocked out of the running for really nice colleges just based on their social media footprint. So you really want to go ahead and check that earlier than later, because guess what? They actually go back as much as 2 years. And that can be devastating, because what's been online for 2 years, gosh, only God knows, really. So definitely parents need to go back and take a look at this. Now, What does an audit really entail? Well, mostly your time and your time online, because you're going to have to check and see what's going on online with your kid. And you really should have your child's input. Have them sit with you. You know, have your kid sit next to you and say, this is why we need to go through this. So tell me, what type of platforms are you on right now? Are you on, you know, Parler? Are you on TikTok? What are you on? Great. Let's take a look. And you just search for their name as well as their actual profile. Go to their actual profile. And then just do a general search. After you've actually found where their profiles are that they remember, do a general Google search, because they may have been on something years ago and totally forgotten about it and just haven't used it, right? Or, for example, a lot of times they get on a particular platform because their friends say, oh, we need to be on this one. But then it kind of goes away and fizzles after a couple of months. But you really want to go through everything. Go through every post, everything they're tagged in, because it's going to show up. And figure out, is what is being seen for your child in a positive light, or is it negative? This is important, because think about how colleges are looking at your child's profile and how potential employers will look at your child's profile. Anything that an employee does online reflects on the company, even when they're doing it on their own. And the same is true for colleges. What you want to do is make sure that everything you're looking at is positive. And this is really where a lot of people don't, you know, it's like, well, my kid didn't go to that party. No, but they were tagged in photographs from that. And there are teenagers drinking alcohol or doing drugs or doing stupid stuff that kids will do that may not be a positive thing for your child to be.
Let me pause for one sec. This is so, so valuable. But there are a couple parents who are listening. You know, our podcast is all over. There are a couple parents right now that go, it's not a big deal. Whatever. It's really not that big of a deal. Let me tell to those parents who are thinking that right now. And I know there's educators listening right now that go, man, I wish more people would preach this, would say this. To those parents who are saying, you know what, it's fine, because that's not my student. You know what? This isn't for you. Your student probably, and I'm going to sound a little harsh and stern, because I have such a big heart in this, and this whole platform, my life's work is dedicated to exactly what Denise is saying right now. Exactly, down to the, we are so rhyming with our intentions and what we do. I want to tell you parents that think this isn't a big deal, you can move along. But if you are curious, I will tell you that exactly what she's saying, 50% of students are just removed. You may not think it, and you may like, it's fine, we'll be fine, we'll deal with it when it comes. It will be too late. So I often just ask people, take a deep breath, perhaps take all those things that we think that we know and put them on a shelf to hold on to them and listen carefully to the experts who are saying, we are weeding out resumes based on behaviors that your students are associated with, even if your student wasn't there, even if it was, oh, it's an inside joke. It has derogatory names. It sounds like this. And we have major clients that we do not want to see that and therefore lose the project, lose the income, hurt the company, have to lay people off because of one person who is the weakest link in the online resume that we're looking to have as a company, right? So I do want to just assure people, your online resume is alive and well. And you know, in this blog, and we're going to get back to you, Denise, in just one sec, but I am such a fan of what you're saying. In this blog post, you say go as early as 13. I honestly think that parents can talk to their students as early as 5, 6, 7, 8 years old about here's what Google results are. We change that paradigm at smartsocial.com to make sure that every young student knows safety, mental health, and then how to Google themselves really, really young. We do that as early as really third grade, which is about 8 years old. Every student in class learns how to Google themselves so that mom doesn't seem like a crazy person. Love you, moms. We are rooting for you. But mom often seems like the crazy person. My mom says I shouldn't post. Well, here's why, where it goes. Mom doesn't know how to articulate this, but she has that wisdom inside. So for you parents to think, oh, this isn't a big deal, whatever, that's fine. But be careful. You may be hurting your kids if you're not talking with them about this. We want to show you how very big this is. All right, Denise, I'm going to jump off my soapbox. It's back to you.
Thanks, Josh. There's just so many things that parents are not aware of. And I know even for myself, my kids were taught about this at age 12. And that was about when they were just starting to get online. And one of our mentors, one of our family men, told our kids, hey, you know, employers and colleges are checking your social media. And we were all like, oh my gosh, really? They really are? Because it seems like Big Brother is watching. And I know it can sound kind of creepy sometimes, but the truth is everybody's online. And they're going to check. Now, if they don't happen to check before you're employed, they may check at some point in time throughout the employment. There have been tenured professors who have been fired over something they posted in their personal social media account. This is why this is so important. And the only caveat that I will say is that if something that is integral to who you are, to your being, to your core, to your values, if it's really important to you as a person, then leave it. And this is why, because you don't want to work for an employer or attend a school that does not align with your values. See, this goes both ways. Just because, you know, we want to make sure that because as an employer, they are checking to see if their employee or for the college, for their students, if their values align with theirs. But the truth is, it does go both ways. So even for yourself, for the student or the adult, if there is something that is important to who you are and important to your core being, then don't take that off because you don't want to work for an employer who is not in alignment with those values. Mm-hmm. So it does go both ways, but you do have to check and you have to check.
Absolutely. So this sounds doom and gloom. Let's dive into some of the positive stuff. What should they have on their public profiles?
Well, first of all, be consistent. There's your child, I'm sure, has more than one public profile. So check them all. Having the same photograph, let's start there. Make sure it's consistent so that when an employer or a college or a scholarship committee is searching online, they know they've got the right person. My name is Denise Thomas, and there's plenty of Denise Thomases, but they're not all me. So as long as I keep my profile photo consistent, then they know they have the right person. So start there. But then when you're actually creating a profile and you know what you want that child's profile to look like, and again, talk with your team, what's positive about you? What are some of the things that you've done or things that you enjoy doing that you want other people to know and to see about you? What activities do you enjoy? Well, let's put photos of those online. What type of community service have you participated in? Do you go to the local Humane Society and pet puppies on the weekends? Whatever it might be. Make sure there's photos for that. And there's a lot of other reasons for having these photos as well. But I will caution parents, make sure that the location information on the photos have been removed before posting any photo. That should be for anybody. I don't care what age you are, adult or child. That location information is not something everyone should have access to.
Yeah.
But yeah, those kinds of things are important because what you're really creating, Job, is your teen's brand. And when we think about brand, we think about corporations and big companies. Your brand is how people feel about you when they're around you. It's not a logo or a color. It's how people feel, how you make people feel. And that's what you need to consider as a parent coaching your child or as a teacher coaching your child on how to create a brand that shines, makes them shine. Have a website. If they're a teenager, if they're a junior or a senior in high school, definitely have a website or a LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is free, you know, so you can post the things that are important to you. That's what they need to be looking at, how to make your own child shine digitally online.
And it's as easy as creating a resume and putting that online. So anybody that's the word brand, I used to work at Disney in the brand marketing division. It is a very intimidating name. It's as simple as a resume. And I would argue that a brand is very similar to what you said, but a little bit more simple. It's the reaction that people constantly get from what they see. So for instance, if you walk into a restaurant and you always get the same delicious whiff of amazing food and the food is great, the brand, the response that you receive constantly or a few times that you go in, now you think highly of that Italian restaurant or whatever it is. Now that brand, right? It's the response that they, if they continually are nice to you, if they're continually this way, or if they continually add a ton of value. So everywhere your student is online, all those little tiny touch points elicit a response from a company. And we are rooting here at Smart Social. One of our most important objectives is to make sure your student is an employable, awesome person someday. So they can climb that ladder and do some great things and make an impact. And one of the things we want them to do is for your student to have that positive, professional, persistent brand online. And what I mean by that are just photos that are consistent with, you see them volunteering with something, they have a little caption in that image that comes up in Google. You see, I was helping to build a house for this. And that's also resonating also with what they have on their resume. So it's all consistent. It's not two different people, but all those little tiny touch points, do they elicit a positive response? Is there somebody else who is arrested and that elicits a negative response? How do we avoid that? By creating our own little website so we can put that on our resume so people can go to learn more. Denise, I'm going to leave this with you. Last word. What would you say, how often should we monitor our social media profiles and our Google results?
Well, if your child is in the younger ages, say they're under age 15 or 16, and they're not looking for employment yet, then maybe once or twice a year. But the second they start looking for employment, and by the time they hit age 15 or 16, or even if they want to be self-employed, a lot of kids are self-employed by age 12, 13, or 14, definitely start keeping track of social media. Check it about, maybe even once a month to go through it. And again, like I said, go back 2 years, because it's very important. These colleges and the employers will go back that far to see what your child's thoughts were on particular topics and what they may have inadvertently said. So definitely want to take a look at that. And in the way you can keep track of this is just to create a spreadsheet. In the spreadsheet, you'll want to have things like the social media platform name, and you'll want to have the direct URL to your teen's profile, your teen's profile name, the number of followers or fans or friends that they have, and the date of most recent activity. That helps you to know when was the last time you checked, right? So that way, 6 months from now, when you're checking it, you don't have to go back another 2 years. You know where you left.
Yeah, I love that. For those of you who have hung out with us here so far right now with Denise, I want to do just a little bit of a Googling right now. We're going to show you live how we do this, and I want to show you exactly what this looks like. So hang out with me. If you're watching us online, then you're going to go ahead and get to see how I would Google myself. So we're in google.com. I'm going to just take this quick detour because I'm a practical and tactical guy. I'm not going to Google myself right here. What I'm going to do is go into an incognito window so I see things logged out. What do you mean? Well, if you show up to Google and you have all these, Google's mission is to take the world's information and provide it relevantly to people. So billions of websites, and it wants to locate it if you search for pizza, it's going to give you a pizza place you might have visited or that's close to you. We're going to go up here in the upper right and click on the three dots, and we're going to go to new incognito window. Now, students, this doesn't mean you can hide from the FBI. It doesn't mean you can do inadvertent illegal stuff online. It just means for this one session, we're going to hide these little cookies, which are let the websites know who you are. And now we're going to search for Josh. And we are going to then search for Josh Oakes, the two keywords. And now you're going to see all these different things come up. Images of me on the left, an overview. I'm a little bit more of a personality online. So they give me this about section on the right. Those of you who are listening to us right now on our podcast or anywhere else, the first thing that comes up is joshoakes.com, my personal website. The next one is smartsocial.com/, which is my corporate site. They all are in agreement and alignment with the message I want colleges and employers to see. The same guy, just different websites, because I want to create that Google first set of Google results. You're going to see my Twitter, which is all light, bright, and polite, the title of my book, my LinkedIn, and then another website that I've built just to show parents, this isn't an accident. We can get your website to the top of your Google results. Yes, there's other Josh Oakes's out there, but they don't occupy my first page. Instagram, this is my Josh Oakes, my books on Amazon. We've got a bunch of videos that are next on YouTube. We've got a Crunchbase, which is all about entrepreneurs' backgrounds, I guess that's for me. And then we've got a social media safety Google site that comes up as well, at least from a school, and my Facebook and everything else. So that's the first page of Google, everything I own. And that's an important thing for us to keep in mind, right? Is go to Google incognito, check out your student, go to the first few pages. I'm going to take it to the next step. Denise, I agree with you, 2 years. But I would also say that anything comes up on Google could be from the last 10 years rather than 2 years. So go back, look at everything on the first 10 pages of Google, click on the image tab, go through the image tab, make sure everything is in line with who you want it to be. Here's another Josh, right? Stream Josh Oakes music on SoundCloud. Now look at this guy. He's sticking his tongue out. He looks like, you know, having fun, whatever, but he wants to stream maybe rap music. I don't know. But is that person taking away? Does he look like me? Well, he could be taking away my image and somebody might go down this rabbit hole to look at him instead of me. So I want you to go click on all the other people. And if you have to, just like Denise said, use the same image on every network so that you're this, you know, 10 other Josh Oakes profiles. You want to make sure all the other Josh Oakeses aren't stealing your thunder. They aren't jumping into your Google results and making someone go, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be the person that we want to bring into our brand, into our family. Okay, Denise, sorry for that, but we have to show people those practical and tactical tips. Hey, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. Everybody, you can click the links below to learn more about Denise Thomas and what she does to help students in their career path, their college path. Denise, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks to everybody else. You can learn more at smartsocial.com, where we teach millions of students every year how to be safe on social so they can shine online. We don't tell them what not to do. Instead, we show them here's how to get hired and fired, and we show them how to use social media with a purpose instead of a pastime. You can learn more with tons of our free resources. You can become a member, a VIP, a very informed. In schools, we have partnership programs where you can unlock all of our resources for your whole district. I'm Josh with smartsocial.com. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.